Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We welcome the willingness of the sides to continue engaging to reach a mutual understanding.
Undersecretary General for Political and Peacebuilding Affairs at the United Nations, Rosemary DiCarlo, on the deteriorating situation in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the UN Security Council on Tuesday, calling for reforming the agency's system to better guarantee border recognition and compliance with international law. The reported killings of civilians in the town of Bucha near Kyiv have prompted vows of new sanctions against Russia from both the U.S. and European Union. Oil companies are expected to defend themselves on record-high gas prices at a hearing today on Capitol Hill. But Republicans, including New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, are pointing the finger at Biden.
Since Joe Biden's inauguration day, energy prices have skyrocketed by 81%. Nearly a quarter of Americans reduced or went without basic food and medicine so that they could pay their energy bill in the last 12 months.
Republicans also are voicing disapproval over the administration's recent decision to end Title 42, which allowed migrants at the border to be expelled instead of being processed in the U.S. under immigration rules. Ranking Republican on the House Oversight and Reform Subcommittee, Wisconsin Representative Green Grothman said the policy will worsen the number of people who stay in the country illegally, what he calls gotaways.
The Border Patrol is now double that, and they estimate that in March, instead of 30,000, we have about 60,000 gotaways coming in the country, which is, I think, is what happens when you don't have enough people guarding the border.
Former President Barack Obama made his first White House appearance since leaving office, joining President Joe Biden yesterday to celebrate the passage of the Affordable Care Act.
31 million people now have health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. 4 out of 5 Americans can find quality coverage for under $10 a month.
Biden also announced a new proposed rule change to the ACA that would increase the number of dependents eligible for coverage to fix what's been called the family glitch. The Biden administration is expected to announce another extension to the student loan pause this week. The move would extend the moratorium on federal student loan payments and interest accrual past the current May 1st expiration date. North Carolina Democratic Congresswoman Deborah Ross.
The burden of crippling student loan debt with higher interest rates, with not enough affordable housing, all of these things are coming together as a perfect storm for the next generation.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.